Laplace.
Laplace transform?
No, so we use simple solution, okay? That was the, that's why we use simple analytical expressions.
Okay. Okay.
We don't need Laplace transforms for our solutions.
Okay. Other comments, questions? Okay, well, let's go on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next talk is Natali Lazarovich talking about user-friendly calculators.
Okay.
Got one question. Do you want the lights on or off?
Is no, it's okay.
Like this?
Yes.
Imagine your presentation. Okay, good.
Good morning. First, I would like to acknowledge my... I would like to acknowledge my co-authors for this paper, Art Warwick, and Mary Polton and Andrew Nell from the University of Arizona, and Alex Fruman from the Technion. So I'm going to show you calculators that we are producing from numerical solutions. We're taking numerical solutions, many of them, many scenarios, and then we take the input and the output, and we train a neural network, yes? And then we put this neural network in an Excel file. And then we give this Excel file to the student, and so they can really easily analyze complex systems that they cannot derive analytical solutions for them, and they cannot hardly, manage with the numerical solutions. So I'll explain you how we're doing it, and hopefully in the end, all of you could make it by yourself. Okay, why to use model? Of course, Tamir showed us now a very fancy laboratory, but in our university we can hardly afford the student won't come for 5 hours course. Yes, they will come to 3 hour course. So within this you need to put laboratory and exercise, and there's not enough time. So not enough time to go outside into the field or into the laboratory, and in lower cost you can make it in a model. You can explain the water flow and solute transport with the models, like we saw in the beginning in the first presentation. Sometimes it can take a very long time, like to make this retention curve and to go to low metric head. It will take more than the course, and they need to finish and go to the next semester, and the model can do it in relatively short time. And of course, the model can facilitate planning and estimation. So we're using models. We have two methods. We had now the debate what to use, analytical solutions or numerical solutions, and both of them we have advantages and disadvantages. So for the analytical solutions, of course, we have fast calculations, very good for sensitivity analysis and inverse modeling. And we have independent calculation for any time without running a full numerical simulation. Yes, you can solve for time equal to T1 or T2, and it's very fast. The disadvantage is that they are challenging to obtain. Art Warwick retired, and not a lot of us can make those analytical models for those complex systems, yes? And many equations cannot be solved analytically, mainly the coupled flow. Talking about the numerical solution, the big advantage that we can analyze complex systems. And if we have irregular boundaries, non-constant boundary conditions, or initial conditions, it's okay with the numerical solutions. And we can, of course, analyze coupled flow. The disadvantage is that we have extensive numerical calculation, and they are hard to run. Even with Hydrus, that it's very simple and has a graphical user interface, students, I mean, we gave this Hydrus course, Yirka and me gave this Hydrus course in the last 2 years for 60 people in Israel, and I doubt if maybe 10% of them will continue to use this Hydrus, because it is hard to go through those time discretization, space discretization that they can need to make and to find the boundary conditions and numerical and initial conditions. It's really hard to students. So my objective is to take the goods from the analytical solutions, the fast calculations, and the goods for the numerical solutions that they can deal with complex systems, and to put it together in Excel file. So in a predictive mode, using artificial neural networks. So first, prepare input-output database, a big database as big as you can, train optimal neural network, and then confirm the accuracy with some blind tests just to see that the neural network that you have is okay and that you can give it to the student that you don't have nonsense. So the result is a form that can be used by the student, and the student will provide input like the boundary conditions, the initial conditions, and the properties of the system, and the results will come immediately without running the numerical simulation. So we take a Richards equation to solve the water flow, use the Van Genuchten-Moylan equation for the retention curve and hydraulic conductivity curve. Use Hydrus 2D, the good Hydrus 2D, old Hydrus 2D, to solve the water flow. I'm just giving an example here, one of many examples that we have. So we have a surface point source that distribute water into the soil. The initial condition is the soil is dry, homogeneous initial condition. So water infiltrating from the top into the medium. That's what we have in the numerical solution. And for every time, we can take okay, 8 hours, we can continue with the redistribution or not. And for every time, for every print time, we can take a statistical value that called the, using moment analysis, we're calculating the depth of the center of gravity. So it's like if you look at the illustration there, so it's the point that half of the mass is above this point and half of the mass is below this point. So with just three parameters or four parameters, or three if you have a symmetry, you can say something about the distribution of the water in this in this plume. So ZC is the center of gravity, sigma X and sigma Z are saying something about this distribution of the water about this center of gravity. And then we can grow those ellipses when the semi-ellipse, the semi-axis of the ellipses is those sigma X and sigma Z. The reason that we're taking it and not the actual water content themselves is that you have a massive amount of inputs and outputs, and the neural network as they have we have now, they cannot handle it. You need to put a reasonable amount of input and outputs in the neural network, and if you want to compute complex systems and many scenarios, you cannot do it because you end up with that, millions of vectors, and the neural network cannot handle it. So in the neural network, it's a robust pattern recognizing technique that can be used to relate the system inputs and the outputs. So the inputs are the soil hydraulic properties of the Van Genuchten-Moylan model. Here it's the discharge rate, the initial condition, so the effective fluid saturation and the time. The output is the are the center of gravity and the distribution about the X and the X and the Z. And we have inside hidden layer, it can be varied, we can have two hidden layers or one, depends on the neural network configuration. The number of the neurons in each layer can be vary as well. This is the teacher need to prepare this setup in the neural network. And now I'm going to show you some results. We took five homogeneous soils with contrasting textures, sand, loamy sand, sandy loam, loam, and silt loam, five discharge rates, three initial effective fluid saturation, and we saved the data in 20 evenly spaced time, and we applied 40 liters of water in each simulation. This will give us 1500 vectors, and each vector has three elements: the properties, the initial conditions, boundary conditions, and the results, and of course the coordinates. And this is the result. The result will be implemented in Excel file. So in Excel file, the student will have the inputs and the results, and of course a chart that's showing the distribution of the water about the center of gravity. So the point there is not the location of the dripper, it's a surface dripper, so the location of the center of gravity. And within those ellipses contain the 25, 50, 75, or 100% of the water. So it's not the contours of the water content themselves, but contours that suggesting how much water inside those ellipses. So this is the forward solution. The student can change the time, and the result will show immediately. You can run it in the inverse mode using the solver or the goal seek of the Excel, and then you can solve for a certain time till the center of gravity will reach a certain point. Yes, the student can make some sensitivity and look at how those values respond. This is a very nice tool. Another example is a 1D example with the ponding infiltration from a pond with 5, 0, 5, and 10 centimeters. Initial condition is vary between 0.01 and 0.1. Again, 5 homogeneous soils, and data was saved for 1 hour at 10 evenly spaced times. Here we have only 450 vectors, and each vector has 9 elements. So the soil properties, the initial conditions, the time, the head, here is the head is the boundary condition before we have the discharge rate, and the infiltration. So another tool that is very nice, the student can vary the one parameter. Here it's n, the n value from the Van Genuchten equation, and it will show immediately what are the infiltration rates for this n when the other parameters are constant. So this sensitivity is very, very nice. So my conclusions that the artificial neural network can encapsulate the numerical modeling of complex system into easy-to-use form that you can give to someone with the Excel file that everybody has in his computer, and you don't need a further installation of big programs. The results are accurate. And they allow the user to get an answer for any given time, initial conditions, solar drag properties, without having to perform the full simulation. And the results that I showed here are for a surface point source and 1D pondent infiltration, but we did it for many cases for water flow, and I'm sure that also you can do it for solute transport and for heat transport. That's all.
Thank you very much.
Yeah? This is the view from the campus.
Question or comment? Okay. Thank you very much. Presentation.